Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Last year was one of the tougher years in Giants' recent memory for a number of reasons, not just with the win total at the end of the year, but the fact that it was their 100th season. They almost didn't win a home game in that 100th season. Saquon Barkley and the whole drama of offseason hard knocks. He goes to the Eagles. He is a Super Bowl champion. He gets another contract. Everybody talks about the conversation with John Mara and Joe Shane in the office and all of that. And, of course, they have to release Daniel Jones. It was just, it was brutal. Now, they're coming off as bad of a season as there is. I mean, there is a lot of optimism, which is, to me, a little bit odd. And I understand that they brought in some players and had a nice offseason, everything else. And Jackson Dart, if he comes in and plays it all in the regular season, it looks good. That changes everything. But, you know, there's still a long way to go from where they were last year at the end of the season to a team that could compete and try to sneak into the playoffs.
Well, I mean, to me, having Andrew Thomas and Malik Nabers back on the practice field is everything for those two, for this team, because those are two of their best players. I do think that they're going to be so much more competitive, and I do think that they're, to use a word that Mad Dog used to love to use here and still does to this very much to this very day, is they have juice because they have young, youthful energy on this team, and they also have a coach who recognizes the reality of the business. You and I talked to Brian; we know that he knows that they have to win this year. I can't even imagine what John Mara felt like after last year, because it was the 100th season, and they were celebrating, and, you know, nobody loves the Giant brand more than John Mara does. And, you know, and how disappointing the entire season had to be for him, and then have to make another decision as to whether or not to keep the coach and the general manager or go into a different direction. And I think he decided the right thing, that he wanted somehow to stabilize the franchise, let these guys draft their quarterback, let them go out and get their edge rusher in Abdul Carter. And let's see if we give them one more year, that if they can do something and show significant improvement, especially on the competitive side. I there were games last year where the Giants were in these games, but you never felt like they could win the game. And I do feel like now, at least at the beginning of the season here, there is a general optimism about some of the youth that is on this team, the defensive line, the wide receiver. I think they're going to have a solid running game. Their offensive line should be much better. And like I told you, in the beginning of the year here, you know, Russell Wilson, just don't turn the ball over. Don't give the game away. That is really the big key for the Giants, limiting the turnovers and getting more turnovers than they got last year. And I think they will get more turnovers this year on defense which is a very, very, which is a huge statistic in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, as they say, it's a sports cliche, football cliche. The great equalizer is the turnover, and you know that, you know, with the losing seasons that the Giants have had recently. I mean, even the season where they make it to the divisional round to win that playoff game, and Daniel Jones ends up having the greatest game of his life, which earned him a contract he probably shouldn't have gotten.
Well, it was a compromise contract, if you really think about it.
Yeah, but
if they really would have believed in him, they would have given him a hell of a lot more money. But I also remember John Mara saying, you know, we screwed this kid up six ways to Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was no stability around him. And they thought maybe with that first year under Brian Daboll, that Brian Daboll got a lot out of him. And winning that playoff game cemented what I thought then, and I still think today, was a compromise contract. Because if they truly believed in him, they would have given him like a 6 or 7 year deal with a hell of a lot more guaranteed money.
Yeah, I mean, they still gave him more money than they needed to give him. And obviously there was an out there, which they used.
Yeah, well, that was the compromise. Like, yeah. Hey, you want a playoff game for us? And again, I go back to the owner. The owner's telling you that they felt like they screwed him up. And the owner, you know, maybe to the detriment of the team, is very loyal to certain players. You know, and I think he's been loyal to Lawrence Taylor. I think he's been loyal to Eli Manning equally, you know, loyal to Phil Simms in a certain respect, the way that they treat him. And all the great Giant players that have gone through there, the history of the Giants in the 100th year, and the owner took all that stuff serious, really takes that stuff seriously. And then when I think about him handwriting notes.
Yeah, to season ticket holders, yeah. I mean, he's definitely taken these last few years very, very hard. You saw him throw the chair in one of the boxes, and you saw him at the end of the year, this past year, talking about, you know, how disappointed he was. So there's no doubt about it. I'll never forget, you know, being on the sideline for that game that we did for Compass Media Networks, watching. So I go over to the Giants sideline. I see John Mara wanting to go out and talk to Saquon. I actually heard John Mara say to somebody, I was hoping he'd come over to me. And then he went out and asked, you know, one of the coaches, is it okay if I go into the drill and say hello to Saquon? And did, and then they had that moment. So, I mean, yeah, last year had to just been just incredibly, incredibly difficult.
And all of that was exposed on off-season Hard Knocks.
Yep.
You know, the hard feel, well, the feelings that certainly John Mara had for Saquon Barkley were apparent in those videos, which, I don't know, just makes it all the more worse for the Giants and the Giant fans watching what Saquon went on to do in Philadelphia. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's a better feeling around the team. I do. I really feel like there's a genuine feeling of optimism, and eventually Jackson Dart will get on the field. But it's going to be Russell Wilson's job to keep him from getting on the field, and that's a good incentive for Russell to play well and not turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, I just think from a standpoint of keeping the game under control, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to watch Russell Wilson, you know, on a 3rd and 8, you know, getting rid of the ball, knowing what to do, being confident, all these things that we wanted from Daniel Jones and never got.
But he's not going to be the Russell Wilson from 10 years ago. He's going to be the Russell Wilson that you saw in Denver. He's going to be the Russell Wilson that you saw in Pittsburgh. That's who you're getting now. You're getting a much more careful, older, smarter, experienced player. Whether or not he creates the big plays like he did when he was younger in Seattle, I doubt that's going to happen. But he does have Malik Nabers, and he does throw a great deep ball. So we should see a bunch of that and a bunch of shots down the field, because that's what he's known for. And I guarantee you that's what Brian Daboll is going to tell him. We've got to give Malik Nabers opportunities down the field. We need more big 25-plus yard plays.
I'm sure it's out there at some point. I'm just trying to, yeah, I got it. All right, the week one point spreads already. So
I would say 6.5.
For what?
Washington's favored.
Yes. Did you see this already?
I did not.
Okay.
Is that right?
That is right.
Oh, uh-huh.
On the nuts. That's right. Commanders -6.5. Let's see. The Jets.
I'm going to say the Jets are, that's either even or the Steelers 1.5.
Steelers -3.
Oh.
Steelers -3 on the road at the Jets, week 1.
And Aaron Rodgers has not played a single season preseason snap, nor will he.
Yeah. I mean, if he comes in and lights them up, that's just going to be awful. It just really is. I mean, not like the Jet fan has got any. I mean, they're so calloused at this point. I mean, it's impenetrable.
Yeah, the one thing I will say is that if there's, you couldn't have picked a worse team. Well, I guess, you know, Justin Fields is a former Steeler, so he's seen that team in practice. He knows who the players are.
Yeah.
But, man, dealing with the Steelers' 34 defensive package and all the different things that they can do with it to confuse players, especially quarterbacks, not the greatest opening team to go against from an offensive perspective.
No, not at all. What about Cowboys at Eagles? First game of the year, September 4th, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say... I'll say the Eagles are probably division. Help me, Michael Parton. Eagles 6.5.
Yep, there you go. Nice, very very nice. I'm trying to see if there's any other ones that are halfway interesting. All right, biggest spread of the week: Titans at Broncos. 7.5. That's the biggest
one
of the
week. That's the biggest spread of the week. Okay.
Yeah, and if you're looking like that's gonna be that'll
I'll
be.
I'll tell you what, I gotta believe. You know, Cam Ward. That's his first start at Denver.
Yeah, that's going to be a big knockout pick selection, right?
It will be. For week one. Yes, it will.
You watch him go in and light it up, and that day turn into the next great superstar. Everybody gets knocked out the first week.
Yeah, it hasn't gone so smoothly. I mean, he's looked good in practice, but, you know, he hasn't played much in the preseason, but it's not as smooth. Well, again, a rookie. Just he's got to learn. He's going to learn the hard way because he's going to start right out of the gate.
That's right. I think he can handle it, though. I like him. I think he's going to have a pretty good season.
All right, you know, this NFL talk is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Did I hear that Adam Schein is doing
highlights?
Yep, all right, good to see you, Adam. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That means everybody else has got like half a job over there now?
Yeah, that's right. Half a job and a full salary.
So if he's doing highlights, did the guys get to leave after the 1 o'clock show?
I don't know. It's a good question. Why don't you text your buddies over there?
I got to find that out. You know, it just occurred to me that Adam made this big thing that he's doing the highlights. So if he's doing the highlights, what happens? Like, does Matt Ryan get to leave?
Maybe. Bill Cowher just gets to walk home to his place.
Yeah, maybe. Man, that would suck.
See you next week, boys.
Well, unless they have a post game.
They could have a post game. That didn't always happen with you guys.
No,
right?
It didn't always happen, no.
So I bet you there's some days that they're going to leave.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to call. I'll call Drew.
I don't think the Adam Schein thing is on the real CBS. I think it's on like the Paramount Plus. Is
oh, that's
doing
what
something.
He's doing. Yeah. Like he's doing like a Red Zone kind of thing on Paramount Plus.
His thing is on Paramount Plus where he's doing the highlights.
Okay, so then those guys do have to stay there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was doing them in game stuff.
Yeah, well, they'll do the highlights normally, like we used to do.
I think so. As I recall reading the Adam Schein thing, it was some sort of little thing on Paramount Plus.
Little thing? He's a little thing, I know. But what are you talking about?
Well, just it wasn't real CBS. You know what I mean? It's
Paramount Plus.
Correct.
Yeah. Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. Are you there today on this summer Thursday?
Morning, bud.
Hey, how's it going, man? Is Adam Schein doing highlights on real CBS or on little CBS?
Real.
Real CBS.
Wait. He's on real CBS?
Yeah, throughout the day.
What happens to Coach Cowher and Matt Ryan and those guys?
They can do other things. They don't have to be around responsible for highlights.
They're going to be doing other things, like other content things, or are they going home?
Yes, on YouTube.
On YouTube. Okay. So there you go.
Yeah, so Adam is devoted to cut him.
All right.
So he's on real CBS then, Al, not Paramount
Plus.
I didn't
realize. Okay, real CBS.
Yes.
Interesting, though, that they are taking the talent that they're paying a lot of money, who are recognizable, and taking them off the highlights that are on television and putting them on YouTube. That's interesting to me. So we'll give Schein the highlights that are on the big network TV, and we're going to take this talent that we pay $10 gazillion to throw them on YouTube.
They didn't pay us $10 gazillion. All right, just relax with that.
You know what I mean, though.
I mean, it was a good payday, but it wasn't $10 gazillion.
These guys are making a combined, what?
You're all acting like we're Tom Brady or something, making $370 million. We were working men over there.
Okay, you got, but it's a combined.
Are we working
several million? And they're taking them off the TV, putting Shine on there, and then throwing those guys on YouTube.
Matt Ryan made over $300 million on his contract.
Right, and then they hired him to do this, and then they feel like the YouTube thing is more important than putting him on TV for the highlights. I'm just saying it's another change in the business.
It's another way to monetize the business, too.
Okay, yeah, but they obviously think that the streaming part of that is more important than the TV part.
Looks like Al wants to say something.
Do you think when Matt Ryan goes in and negotiates, he's like, whatever, I made $300 million, so whatever.
Whatever.
No, I don't think the agent's saying whatever.
Oh, the agent's not saying whatever.
Grinding it out every morsel he could possibly get.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Unfortunately, because of the rain yesterday, Jerry and I got rained out. We're going to play a wonderful course, Quaker Ridge. It didn't happen. And our host, Steve Hirsch, was very disappointed in that. He was going to give us some gifts yesterday, and he wasn't able to. So he was kind enough to come in and bring us the gifts today. And it's just a tremendous idea and something that I wish I had thought of myself. And the pictures that are used here of you, Jerry, just spectacular. So you will see it on CBS Sports Network. I'll explain to the radio audience. It is Jerry in his update chair with his headphones on with a very, very stoic sort of philosophical face that we have grown to love from Jerry Recco. And then the bubble coming out of his mouth. This one here, we're all doomed and worse, nothing matters. And then on the back, you've got Al Dukes saying, right? So that's a good one.
Yeah. And then, so here's one.
You got another one?
I do. I have existence is not only temporary, it's pointless.
Yeah.
And then on the back, of course, there's Al Dukes.
Right. And I've got two favorite ones, and with both of them on them. This one here, we're nothing more than a cat that gets hit by a car.
And then this one here, somewhere, someone's dying.
Yes. That's,
and on the back, of course, is Al Dukes.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Good job.
Very, very,
very
nice.
Creative. Jerry, I hope you wear these around.
Oh, thank you, yes. You
can I have this somewhere someone's dying one, please?
Yes.
I would like that one.
We have ours inside, so
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good.
You're all good.
Nice.
I'm not wearing a shirt of myself.
So,
oh, come on.
So, again, like, it's not my narrative. Like, you're the one who laid all this stuff out there.
Oh, that's for Al.
Somewhere Someone's Dying is a medium.
Oh, I do love that one as well. It's nice.
Okay.
We have a whole bunch of them. He made right. enough for all of us, I promise you.
All right.
In
all right,
different
good.
Sizes.
You got to wear one of these, Jerry.
Sure. You do, but you do further the narrative. You further the story. You always do. That's factual. You and Eddie. Is there a meaning of life for a beautiful deer that's minding its own business in the woods and gets shot?
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God.
But it probably died for a reason, right, Jay?
Gotta go shoot Bambi in the
yeah,
woods.
Everything happens for a reason. You know what that deer was doing when it got shot? Doing what it loved. Hanging out in the woods.
So is that an epic death for the deer?
Yeah. Infested with ticks.
But if retirement is 67, really, I can't wait to get there. You know what comes after that very soon? You're gone.
Right.
Right. You're gone. Hey, there's Jordan Davis on local Channel 4.
There we go.
Yeah. There he is.
And, yes.
Anybody throwing tomatoes at him?
No, not there. They're not.
No, they're
no,
not.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm kidding. Holy smokes. Anyway, and what time is Jerry Jones on Fox News?
I think he maybe...
Might have been on already?
Might have been on already, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we are brought to you by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. And we're also brought to you by Roto-Rooter, America's neighborhood plumber. A lot with the Yankees this morning because they are the good story. The Mets are the bad story this morning. That said, the Yankees look like they might fall and falter. They were winning all night over the Rays. You had six perfect innings that were thrown by Cam Schlittler. And yet here we were in the ninth. David Bednar. You asked me a couple weeks ago, how would I grade these trades? And I wasn't grading them very well the last couple of weeks. Well, Bednar had been really good. And then last night, he's very lucky they didn't lose on this play.
Bednar said he's got the sign from Wells. Here comes the pitch. The Fiducia swung on high fly ball. Right center field. Going back. It hits off the wall. One run scores. Here comes Caminero. And he will score head first dive. We got a new ball game at 3-3.
Hunter Fiducia.
Yeah.
Had that ball gone over the wall.
Fiducia,
the
I just met him.
Sorry. Had that ball gone over the wall, they would have lost the game 4-3, but instead tied 3-3. Then you got the pinch hit home run in the 10th from Giancarlo Stanton, a home run from Austin Wells, and then Devin Williams pitched himself into a mess again, starting with the ghost runner, but did get out of it with three straight strikeouts. Ball game over. Yankees win 6-4. Here was Stanton had the big go-ahead home run. He was on yes. Not an easy night, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's a victory.
Yeah, most important to get the win. You know, it's not always going to go smooth. I mean, it was going really smooth for us. For seven innings, and, you know, that's baseball. So, we were able to get it done.
And he says, while it wasn't easy again, at least Devin Williams did get it done. Props to him for settling in at the end and getting those three straight.
Awesome. Awesome to lock back in. It was a big moment, and he stepped up when he needed him
Both
to.
Both of those clips courtesy of yes. As for Schlittler and his performance, what did you think of Schlittler's performance? Here was Wells with Susan after the game.
Cam, I believe, is capable of doing that every time he goes out there. He has the stuff to do that every time. We've seen him his short time in the bigs just get beat on a few pitches every start, and this time he really didn't get beat. So he's able to give us really good length there and hit a lot of spots.
You know, I was glad to hear that because, you know, when you're sitting there watching him and you see how big he is on the mound and how he basically just towers over the batter, that he could be dominating.
I agree.
I mean, like, if you just look at, like, when you watch pitchers pitch and you watch him pitch, you're like, wow, he looks different.
He goes right after guys.
Yes, he does. And he throws it like 97, 98 miles an hour, and he's got that curveball. Last night, that thing was falling off a table.
You know what he does?
What does he do?
Shoves. Jerry, you've heard shoves before?
No.
You haven't heard shoves either?
In baseball?
Oh, my God.
He shoves?
Yeah, he shoves.
I say he's saying he's shoving.
They shove.
Never once heard that in all my years.
Oh, my God. That's a popular term these days. Went out there and shoved.
Is it a Gen Z thing?
I don't think so, no.
Does BT use it?
I bet you he does. 100%.
No way. He's shoving?
Yeah, he's shoving. Yeah, he shoved. He's out there shoving.
Baseball term.
Yeah. He shoved. Can't believe you never heard that before.
Uh-uh. It means pitching exceptionally well.
See?
I've never.
Got some more Gen Z terms for you. By the way, we thought BTA on the Abdul Carter tweet was beat that ass. It's actually belt to ass.
Okay.
Belt to ass.
Great. Now I know that. That's
and then good. If they reference NPCs, that's non-player characters, which means anybody that's just like around.
Non-player characters.
Yeah. Kinda like just people that are anywhere, like strangers in a place.
I love watching these kids.
That was NARPs. A weird one that dropped yesterday.
No. NPCs is...
They're NARPs.
No, they're not NARPs. You could be, they could be, that's non-athletic, athletic regular people. NPCs could be anything. An NPC, you could be in a bar and be surrounded by NPCs and one of them's an MMA guy. You know?
So how can an MMA guy be an NPC?
Because he's a non-player character. You don't know who he is or what he's doing.
But you would know who he is if he's an MMA guy. Well, he's not an NPC.
No, I mean, couldn't be a famous MMA guy. Just be a guy doing mixed martial arts.
But why did you say he was an MMA guy?
He's saying he could be because they look very unassuming.
Because he could be athletic. NARPs, it's just a different thing.
Okay. But yeah. NARPs are us.
Yeah. NPCs are people you don't know that are just like in a just... Everybody around you don't know.
True. Okay.
There you go.
You know, Jerry, I don't know so much that you're an ARP.
Oh, that's nice. You called me an ARP.
I know, but I've seen you raise your game, especially at Pebble Beach.
Yes, I did raise my game at the end.
I thought you were the star of the entire weekend.
No. I would agree Tuesday at the end.
Mm.
That worked out well. Not the entire
weekend. I mean the whole thing. You forgot your putter. You had to buy a new putter.
That's NARPian.
Yeah.
We're stupid.
Or just getting old.
No. The fact that we took the putter out and I just didn't put it back in. I don't know what to tell you.
I can't wait to see that all edited together, man. It's going to be awesome.
I mean, it's the Jerry Recco arc. He wins the putting contest with the 25-year-old putter.
Yep.
Leaves the 25-year-old putter in his hotel room when we're getting ready to tee off and then has to buy a new spider putter for $385.
That's right. And then won the par three competition.
And then won the par three competition with that, 20 footer. That was about
maybe,
a 20 footer.
15 maybe.
It was pretty good. 20. Yeah.
It was pretty good, though. And I was confident. You know why? New putter.
And I had all the confidence in the world in you.
Yeah, I felt like I did, too. I think I told the camera, I'm going to put this to 10 feet. And then I told the camera, pressure's a privilege. I'm going to make this. And I made it.
You see, you used pressure as a privilege right before you made the putt. That's you were awesome. There.
I said, someone once told me pressure is a privilege.
Right, and then I went and said, I have total confidence in Jerry Recco. He comes up big in big moments, and this is a big moment for us, and I know that he's going to bury this putt.
Yeah, and he sunk it for us, and clean sweep.
Hey, Robin Westchester, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you? I wanted to just help out and provide a little education, a little more around NPC.
All right.
And it's a great word. Listen, I'm 33. I'm no TikToker, but... I've used this word in my vocabulary, and I'm going to give you some examples. So, Anthony Volpe has been a real NPC in the field this year. That is not a complimentary term, number one. And what that means is he's an airhead. He looks like an idiot out there.
Oh,
he doesn't know. It's almost like he's a computer. You ever play, James Bond or a video game? You're fighting the computer. And it's like, wow, why do they move like that? It's making fun of someone. So NPC guys, you could use the term bot.
So it's, like, it's derogatory. Really, it's a derogatory term.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
I don't play video games. You know, I was outside.
I think
playing.
He's wrong about that.
That's why I became an NFL quarterback.
Yeah,
I don't. As opposed to playing one on a freaking video screen.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think he's right
Get
about that.
Get your ass outside and play.
You Gen Z.
And to be fair to Volpe, he had a nice run of hitting. He's been good defensively since McMahon got here. I feel like that's over.
And if you know the person's name, he can't be an NPC.
Yes, that too. That would make sense.
Of course, Richie. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
You hold on.
I can't hit the right. There you go. Richie and East Isom's got an answer for us. Richie, what's happening?
Okay, boom. So I don't know if you saw that video where that tractor trailer was driving down on Florida. And he makes a U-turn out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the poor people, those three people, go underneath and kill, and you watch that NPC right there. That's an NPC, not what that guy just called about. These are people that walk around basically, but it's pre-zombie almost, okay? So the NPCs, they're out on the road, they're in the store, you're in the line, they almost it's hard to explain, but it's like they're there, but they're not. You know what I mean? And I think Gio understands it better, and I want, you just got to watch that video, Boomer. And when you watch that video and you see how he doesn't even blink, he just sees a car white right into him, turns around, and just goes, and he gets out of his car, and he's NPCing, and he's just sitting there. Yeah, he's NPCing, and you go in like this, and it gives me rage. And I see these people all day long because I'm everywhere because I do commercial real estate. So I run into these NPCs, and Gio has it because he understands what I'm talking about here. When you watch a video, Boomer, you're going to leave the building and walk through that city and go, oh, my God, they're everywhere.
I'm surrounded by NPCs.
Thanks, Richie. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. I feel that way at work sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at the Bangladesh call center.
Oh, yeah. A lot of NPCs over there.
Yeah, 100%. And by the way, I did see that video, and I know what he's talking about, emotionless. Like, the guy was emotionless. Like, he didn't even have any clue as to what he was doing and what happened.
NPC in his ass.
But he knew enough to go running back to California for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was the end of that.
So the Mets lost to the Nationals. They'll play this afternoon with Sean Manaea on the mound. Try to win this series facing Mackenzie Gore at 4:05. What else? The Jets acquired defensive tackles Harrison Phillips from the Vikings, Juwan Briggs from the Browns. You had that yesterday. And you've got the Tour Championship beginning in Atlanta today. I don't think they tee off till after 11. So that'll get started. Yep, that'll get started later today.
Are there 50 players or is it 70 or 50 players?
I actually thought it was 40.
40, okay.
I could be wrong about that.
I do know that there are major changes coming to the PGA Tour. At least that was one of the stories that came out yesterday. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But, yeah, this Brian Rolapp, who came from the NFL, is looking to make significant changes while also retaining the history and tradition of golf.
30 players.
Okay. 30 players. Okay. There you go.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments,
They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's funny because I think we've gotten to the point now in our marriage where Gina never watches the show or listens to the show and then doesn't even realize when she sends something to me like Jordan Davis is on NBC right now, and I go, yeah, and your husband's on CBS. It's like, you know,
she's sick and tired of listening.
She's got, yeah, she's done. Absolutely, yes. Cashed in. That's it. No more show.
Right.
I deal with your ass when you get here. I don't need to hear what you're doing at work.
Exactly.
Not interested any longer.
Does she have any idea that we were talking about Jordan yesterday and Cracker Barrel? And then this morning we had the discussion about Cracker Barrel and Jordan Davis again being on local TV4 here.
Absolutely not. And I wrote, I was like, yeah, he actually may call in next hour. After we have Bubba Wallace in the studio, he may give us a call if he's got time to do that. But anyway, yeah, you were talking about your boy Rolap over there who moved from the NFL to the PGA Tour.
Yeah, so he basically has put together a committee, and it's the Future Competition Committee, and it's about shaping the next era of the PGA Tour. Now, what's interesting about this, if you remember, Monahan, the commissioner, is leaving, and Rolap's coming in as the CEO president, I assume, and he's going to start changing some things around. He doesn't want to get away from the tradition of the game, much like the NFL. When the NFL changes rules, they try to make the game better, they try to make it safer, they do different things, and they're not afraid to take chances, knowing that sometimes fans are going to, you know, not like it, and they may remove it altogether, or they may keep it in. And I think he's taking that mindset over to the PGA Tour. The interesting thing that I took out of this whole article is that if you remember, Monahan and the prince from the Saudi Public Investment Fund met at the White House.
Yeah.
And supposedly there was some framework of a deal. Well, you know, this isn't Ukraine and Russia, but it nonetheless, Rolap has not talked to anybody at the Public Investment Fund.
Right?
Yasser. Yeah, they have, but he and his group haven't spoken to anybody over there, that he is really focused on doing whatever it takes to make the PGA Tour better than it already is, make it a little bit easier for fans to follow it and understand it, and make the players happy and more money, and make their sponsors more happy and raising or getting more bang for their buck.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it's going to be interesting to see when some of these guys' contracts, their initial contracts, are up. Over at Liv, if they come back to the PGA Tour, I hear that Brooks is someone that's interested in coming back. I mean, Phil is so all in over there. He'll never go back to the PGA Tour. He just craps all over the PGA Tour anytime he gets an opportunity to.
Well, you know, but I will say this, the reason the PGA Tour is reacting the way they are reacting now is because of what Phil started with Greg Norman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, so somebody's got to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And bad guy likes to wear black on the golf course. He's Darth Vader to the PGA Tour. And if it weren't for Phil and Greg Norman, of course, whether you like them or you don't like them, they were the one that forced change. And that's why the players for the PGA Tour, they may hate the fact that Phil did what he did. And there may be people out there that say, you know, he's ruined golf. But for the players themselves,
he made everybody more money.
Exactly. And not only that, I mean, paid expenses, you know, no longer is a player going to a tournament and losing money.
Yeah, I mean, history will probably treat him more well than the current situation for Phil Mickelson. I think the players down the road would be like, you know what? I mean, maybe they're realizing it now. I don't know.
Should realize it. Yeah. And I think he probably had more players than what he thought. And then I think some agents get involved. And then I think the PGA Tour tried to react as quickly as they possibly could to keep as many of the players as they could. You remember they were playing, you know, the 9/11 thing against the traditions of golf and everything else. Mm. That was the wrong way and the wrong argument to have. But what they ended up doing is they ended up giving equity to the players in the PGA Tour, which was good. And they also raised the purses. They elevated purses. And just like this thing down at East Lake now, the winner's going to get $10 million.
That's right. Big nut.
Right. So, but they got, but again, I think one of the reasons why they have Tiger Woods on this competition committee is to really look at ways to change, you know, maybe the stuffiness of golf, if you will, or the reoccurring situations that happen that you don't want to have happen. You want to have competitive golf. You want to keep all players, you know, in the mix, and you want to have some sort of parities along the line. I don't know how you can do that because it's such an individual sport.
Go to Hershen Valley Stream before we go to the break. What's going on, Hersh? How you been, man?
You guys got me a little choked up today.
Oh, yeah?
You mentioned some golf guy named Steve Hersh, I believe his name was.
Yeah.
Steve Hersh was my dad's name.
Oh, really?
And my dad died.
Ah, well.
Yeah.
Got you choked up. Thought about your dead father. I apologize or thank you or you're welcome. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, hopefully you had good memories of him when he was alive. Well, you had good memories of him?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the best. My idol, my hero. Wasn't a big fan of this show, but he was a great father. Yeah.
Well, screw him.
No. Rest in peace, Papa Hersh. He was the best.
Hersh is a comedian, by the way. Hersh knows that I'm kidding with him. Hersh is a comedian.
I love you.
He totally understands.
I love you.
Boomer got scared there for a second. He thought I was doing something out of pocket.
Boom, it's me. Boom, it's Hersh. Hershey and the Keith Show. Listen, I heard you guys talking. Someone or another couple of guys didn't know the expression shove. This is a professional WFAN radio, the most important sports network in the whole world. Who didn't know the word shove? What a disgrace. Who didn't know it?
Boomer and Jerry. Yeah. And I call it dealing. You know, so if you're calling about last night's Yankee pitcher, Schlittler, I would tell you he was dealing. That's how I talk. That guy was dealing. That guy's going to be a stud. He's going to be great. And that's how I would describe it. And then Gio hit us with he was shoving last night. Okay,
shoving.
Great. Whatever.
No, I have no issue with you describing it as something else, but to not be familiar. Maybe I don't even know who one of you guys said that you were not familiar with the term, and that's disturbing to me.
I'm glad you're disturbed. It was actually me and Jerry who had never heard it.
Shove it, Boomer.
Shameful, Hersh. I agree. It's a term that's it's been out there for a while, but that's okay. Doesn't matter, really. Okay. You know, doesn't really matter.
Does he know Flump?
He probably does know Flump. I would imagine he's been a listener for a very, very long time. That Hershen Valley Stream.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.